Amen. Let's say this was our Father. In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation found in the written word. Our heart behold Jesus, moving out to see Jesus himself. As regards leading and perception, we work with what we're led, what we are taught. Every day. Today, into tomorrow, into next year, decades upon decades, decades to come. We stay following your word. Hallelujah. So we're looking at God always leads us every day. God leads us always, every day, all the time. Hallelujah. That sounds like, are you saying fact that every believer is led of God's Spirit? Yes. Every believer has the leading of the Spirit. Every believer. And Matthew 28, verses 18, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. I'm going to do a lot of scripture reading today. It says, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Say, teaching them. Now, take note of verse 20. Say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Stop. Now, what is the background of this? Now, the writer has already given you a background to his study. It shows that the background in Matthew 1:1, the background of what he's writing is Genesis down to Malachi. It says the Genesis, Matthew 1:1, sorry. You see, scriptures I just read the book, thank you. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now I use the word the book of the Genesis. He's starting to write about the incarnation of Jesus and he gives you a background. He uses the word Genesis there or genealogy. Now that word genealogy in the Greek is the word Genesis. Especially if you go back and reread where he's writing from, the Genesis. Hallelujah. So he has already given you a background. The book of the genealogy. The Genesis. Hallelujah. So making you see, the Genesis is the Genesis of sonship. The son of David, the son of Abraham. Ask. But David is not in Genesis. Well, I've explained that to you. Hallelujah. In Mark 1:1, Mark will say the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. So when you hear the word son there, we say the word son is what? The seed of man, right? The seed of God that will come through the lineage of man. We saw that, right? Right? In our study. The seed of God that will come through the lineage of man. So that is son. That's the nomenclature of the word son. You cannot read son in your day to day. So start asking who is the mother. That is daft to ask. You can't ask, oh, Jesus is the son of God. Who is the mother? That's stupidity. Because you are reading Bible text that is over 2,000 years in your world today. Amen. The Jewish man will not ask who is your mother. Because they understand that when you hear the word son, son deals with people or deals with functionality, deals with people that work together. Saying Jesus is son of God confers deity on him already. Whatever Lord is. That in itself is deity confided on him. When you say he's the son of God, the Jewish scholars will tell you that is deity. Amen. Amen. Because when you hear the word son of God, your mind goes again to Job. God calls the way the sons of God gathered. This is that, and was referring to supernatural beings. So when you hear the son of God, definitely, your mind goes to deities confide on him. Did you see that? Hallelujah. What are you following this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So again, Mark will open up by showing you to his background. He said the beginning. Archaeomai is a shade of word for Genesis. Archae, the beginning, the Genesis. Amen. Amen. So it's not lost on you. In John will open up there, say the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. He used the word the beginning, archae, was the dabar. And we saw the dabar not being just mere spoken word. As people think, spoken word in Genesis, the divisional numbers down to Malachi, now began to form the man Jesus. Jesus' head is Genesis, leg is
everything that came together, bah, Jesus, no. Actually, we said the Dabbah is the visible reality of God within the Old Testament books, right? Jesus was visible. And during GPL, I will say, what's the difference between the Old and the New Testament? It's not Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus was both in the Old and in the New Testament. We saw that, right? Okay, was it on Sunday? Okay, we saw that on Sunday, right? So I know somebody came to ask me a question at the back, sir. He said, this is it. What about this? And I said, no. Don't read it that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, it's very simple. Amen. Amen. So, the visible reality of God. So, the difference between the Old and New Testament is not Jesus. Jesus was there in the Old Testament. If I John chapter 1 from verse 6, it said, he was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. You see that? When he said the world knew him not, meaning they couldn't discern him. Hallelujah. Hope you're with me. Hope you're with me. Glory to God. So, what is the difference? The difference between the Old and the New Testament is that God in the Old Testament book, who is the Dabbah Yahweh, became a man. In the Old Testament book, he was not a man. You see that? So the first time Jesus will become a man, God will become a man, is in the New Testament book. Is in the incarnation. You see that? But was that the first time he would be amongst men? No. Not the first time he will be amongst men, but the first time he will be amongst men as a man. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. You do not have to say, oh, that New Testament, that Jesus came. He has always come. Hallelujah. Hope you're with me. He has always come. Glory to God. Hope you're understanding that. Hope you're understanding that. So the background here in Matthew 28, where we started off, is the Old Testament book. So he said, teaching them all what I've commanded, and lo, I am with you. Now, even what I am with you is an Old Testament fact. When you hear, I am with you, is the Exodus. It's the Exodus. That when he said, he is with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And this will be a sign that I am with you. That is Exodus 3:12. Also, you have Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. Amen. 19 to 21, rather. Hallelujah. He is with them. Glory to God. Okay, with me. So, whether I am with you is an Exodus part of God being with us. When Jesus said, I am with you, he's also saying there that he is the God of the Israelites. That was with them when they came out of Egypt and was with them in the wilderness. Now, when Stephen was to talk about that in Acts chapter 7, verses 42, he said, this was he who was with the church at the wilderness. You see that? He was with them. So, that confers deity on Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, deity, Jesus being deity, is not an aftermath talk after his incarnation and all. Sorry, after his resurrection, it was not an aftermath thought of some people. No, it is the reality of the incarnation that Jesus is God. Nobody tried to now, after the resurrection, not start to say, no, let's make him God. No, he is God. And he said it. Amen. Someone was arguing that Jesus never said he's God. I said, you are lying. The only thing Jesus never said is that Jesus never said he's the Father. He said, what does it mean? I said, hey, there is a difference between the Father and the Son. Amen. Amen. Yeah, sir. I said, hey. When I said it in GPL, you were sleeping. So you missed that moment. You missed the opportunity. That's why you opened your eyes. I asked the question, would you have a problem if they had told you before you heard, we have one God? If they have told you that you have three gods or two gods, would you have had a problem with it? And then I said, no. When they told you it's one. Glory to God. Because you read one as single one. Amen? I will not use myself because I've passed. This sin and Salu, they are one, right? Are they not one? Eh? Please say Salu. Can you say Salu is in this sin? We should give you Coco Damo. They are running on Colo. They are one, but they are not together. One is in Bayeza. Another one is in Lagos. And they are one. Are they not one? Yes, they're quiet.
You see, when we sleep, when the teaching is going on.
When the Bible says, Deuteronomy 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one." He's not saying he's single. No. The Lord already is single in your world. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one."
He says, that word is the word Ikad. Ikad means is in union.
Amen.
Hey, what do you people now? See, but sir, what is Trinity? I thought Trinity is God that is in himself as the Father in the Old Testament, became the Son in the New Testament, and after the resurrection is the Spirit. Come, let me knock your head. As the Son, the Son prayed to the Father. Where is the Father?
Aha! You see? Where the problem has started from?
Glory to God! Amen. But it's Father Valley. We'll get there. Amen. Just be relaxing. We'll get there. I'll teach you.
Amen. Amen.
Aha. We'll get there. We'll see together. But all through scripture, even the Old Testament writers, they didn't write God as singular.
They wrote God as a dual person functioning in unison. Very simple. From Genesis. So the one having the power of in your head, you'll be thinking is one. 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 So, when you now see Jesus was went to the Father, you're saying, let me not go there. This is divine. It shows omnipresence. So,
you are confused.
Amen. Amen. So, when an Islamic person now shows you that, I say, let's leave it for now.
My pastor has not taught me. Let's leave it for now.
Yeah, you don't have an issue. Because they were coming out, and the two of them won't have an issue too. Why? They were coming out from a country, Egypt, where they served multiplicity of gods. Remember last 3 years, GPLR, I showed you about how many gods did we see in Egypt. We saw about 14 gods, and then the Aztec god was Pharaoh. And they were serving the whole 14 together.
And you come on too, we are showing you, I say no, it's Trinity.
But it's actually Trinity, it's actually Trinity.
Amen. But most times, it's just good to start with two, then we'll talk about the other one.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But it's actually Trinity. So the concept of Trinity, the concept of Trinity is in all scripture. There was nobody who played it down. Even Jesus didn't play it down. He just spoke about the Father. Spoke about the Son and spoke about the Spirit. And it now teaches the Spirit as the union of the Father and the Son in the believer.
Amen.
I like how the class is quiet. Amen. So I'm giving you like this in peace and be so that you don't go and use somebody else to fry eggs tomorrow. That's why I'm putting it like that. Not going to use tomorrow and say, I have a mystery. Okay, during discipleship. That always happens when a brother is discipling a sister. I said, let me show you that mystery. Open. You will not have when a brother is discipling a brother. It's always a sister. And let me show you a mystery. What do you think is Trinity? The Trinity is. Let me give you a small mystery. Okay. Jesus is God. God is the Father. Blah, blah, blah. Now let me show you something. Who did Jesus speak to when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven"? Who was he talking about? Let me show you this. In his sister's head, he said, "His brother, who was? His brother, who was?" Anyway, we have people like Garba and Kubi. They know how to run around those things.
No, yes,
and also Signet is the grandfather. He did not just teach, he taught and took the person by hand. He said, yes. After all, I said, not here. Yes. He has not taken his pastor for WCC. He took the person and said, come, let me show you Missy. Man of God. And I said that after a while, I said, "Pa, there's something I need you to do." Amen. You know, I just spoke in Paris. If you don't know, you don't need. Continue. Amen. When Jesus said, "No, I'm with you there," it means what we should teach is the leading of the Spirit. And the background is how God led the children of Israel. Hallelujah. So a quick one. Now we say the believer is well led. John 8:12. John 8:12. He said, "I'm the light of the world." That's Genesis 1:2. When you talk about leading of the Spirit, don't forget what I've said to you. When you talk about leading of the Spirit, your mind must go back to Genesis 1:2-3. Right? Genesis 1:2-3. It says, in Genesis 1, he said, "The earth was not formed and void, that was the form of the subject of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved over the surface of the water, and God said, 'I am light.'" Jesus said, "I am light." And he saw that it was good. Now when he said he saw that the light was good, it means, what is good for man? The leading of the Spirit. You see that? So, when you hear the leading of the Spirit, your mind must go back to Genesis 1:2-3. Right? And also how he led the children of Israel. Hallelujah. So Jesus repeats that in John 8:12, said, "I am the light of the world." The same verbiage for Genesis 1:3. "I am the light of the world. So he that follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, the fold of life, the fold of life, the fold of the way. Hallelujah. The light of life. That word there is used for direction. Hallelujah. So direction is what you have in the new birth. We say that. Hallelujah. We say the believer is well led. The believer doesn't lack leading. The leading of the Spirit is the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, how long does the Holy Ghost stay? It says how long you have the leading of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is inside me forever. So the leading of the Spirit is in me forever. Hallelujah. So we say all of God's leading. Amen. Present and future. All of God's leading is in the Spirit. All of God's leading is in the Spirit. And we have the Spirit. So that means the believer has all the leading of God. Hope you're hearing me. The believer has all the leadings of God. All. Well led. Well led. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I don't have a leading issue. No, I don't have a leading problem. If there will be any problem, right, it will be recognizing it. Now, that is what is important. We don't have leading issues. No, we are always led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, it says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, say they are the sons of God." Hallelujah. So, how do you know the sons of God? They are the ones that have the leading of the Spirit. And that is the new verse. They have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We are led by the Spirit of God. We are well led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Well led by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. So we say if there's any issues, recognizing and following the leading. And we say recognizing what is important is your mind. Right? That's what we've been saying in the past 6 sessions. Is your mind. Your mind is vital in recognizing and following the leading. Your mind. Now we say that same mind is what you use to listen to social media. It's that same mind that you need to function in the earth appropriately. That same mind. So that same mind is where all the information in the world goes into. And that is where God also needs to lead you from. Amen. He leads you from your spirit, but your mind needs to receive that leading. Hallelujah. Your mind needs to receive the leading. So therefore, there is this loudness as regards taking charge of your mind in scripture. Proverbs chapter 3. He said, "My son, incline to my words." He says, "Incline your ears to my saying." He says, "Let them not depart out of your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Take their life. Meditate to them. Define it and help you all their flesh." He now says in verse 20, I say, "Guard your heart with all diligence." Guard your heart. So we have that duty to guard our heart. Now we said the word used there to guard your heart is like you becoming an immigration officer. So you are in charge of the borders of your life. So guard your heart with all diligence. We're all doing it. All are fruitless. So out of it are the issues that govern life. Out of it are the issues that govern life. So God places us or gives us a duty over our minds. He says, you guard your heart with all diligence. Just like an immigration officer at the boundary of a country, he ensures that there's no contraband coming in. So that means we should raise a flag when we see contraband coming in. Information that are not censored, information that are not right, you censor, you stop it from coming in. Hallelujah. So we say, you cannot stop a bird from flying, but, right? You cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from perching on your head. Hallelujah. You can stop the bird from perching on your head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have a control over your mind. And then, also, just like an immigration officer or a custom officer, you can also go into the city and look for contraband that are sneaking. So therefore, you can also always do, you should also always do a check on your mind. So see those things that are unwanted, that are entered by hook or by crook, and then you take them out. You have a duty to sweep them away. Hallelujah. So we have a serious duty over our mind. Romans 12, verses 2. He says, don't be conformed to this world. He says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. And thou may prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So that means when I renew my mind, I will be able to prove God's will. Hallelujah. So that means I need my mind to prove God's will. To prove God's will. Some people think when talk about God's will, only thing they know about God's will, what means about getting married. No, not about marriage alone, that I need the leading of the Spirit. That I'll be able to prove what is God's will. I'll be able to prove what is God's will when my mind is renewed. So that means I'll have to feed on my mind. So how do I renew my mind? Feed on my mind. Or feed my mind with God's word. I'll feed on God's word, rather. I'll feed on God's word regularly. Feed on God's word. I tell us how to feed on God's word. It's not mere, or it's not a casual reading or casual listening. It's listening, reading God's word, and then applying it. Showing it to yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't stop at giving a mental assent. That's it. No. It goes beyond the mental assent. It goes beyond hearing it. It goes into saying it to yourself. Hallelujah. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You go, it goes to that. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You go to that. Say it. You say it well. You say it well. I live a holy and a righteous life. You say it well. Hallelujah. I have the Holy Ghost in me. My life is directed by the Spirit of God. You say it, and then you say it well. I got the life of God, and I'm directed by God's Spirit. You say it, and then you say it well. Hallelujah. My body is the holy ground for the Lord. My body is the holy temple of the Lord. You say it, and you say it well. You renew your mind. You renew your mind. Make sure you have God's word around you. Make sure you have God's word around you. Not just listening to messages alone. Listen to music. Listen to God's word. Hearing the right things. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get a little careless. I call it a little careless. Because let me just allow this. Let me just allow this little man. Let me just allow this little joke. And then the joke begins to talk about pastors. And then he begins to laugh too. He begins to just laugh too. I told you guys. I stop listening to people who give jokes about pastors. Once you get into talk, I'll just shut it. Amen. Amen. I just shut it. I listen to someone like Bridgewater, but there's one of the series on pastor where he's a pastor. I've never listened to one. No, never. Never. I'll never go close. Amen. But I like you. I will not listen to those things. Why? Because I'm guarding my heart. Amen. Amen. There are some things I can't watch. Before I watch any movie, I go to check what is the maturity rating and what is inside. Amen. That's me. I'll go and first watch it. If I miss it, I'll go back and go and check. I'll go and check it again. If I say, I'll just say, I'm not watching. I'm not going to die. You know, we're talking about the movie. How's the trending movie? Well, it was trending, but I'm guarding my heart. Amen. I'm guarding my heart. Glory to God. Out of it are the issues of life. You guys don't know. Until you try to walk yourself out of backsliding, then you know how important it is not to get into those things. You know the work, you will work on yourself. When you work on yourself out of backsliding, you will never want anything. You say, no. I can't do this the second time. Amen. You don't know what it is. Amen. You don't know what it is. Think it's just, I just put the word back. Put the word. Some people are just over study. You don't know what you think. You don't know. You are praying 12 hours, your back is paining you. You pray more than 12 hours because you need to get the fire back. Amen. No one time like that, I've done something wrong. It was years back, I've done something wrong. I knew that this thing is going to have a bad implication on me. Very bad. I can't forget the day. I still remember the day like yesterday, the date like yesterday. Amen. So what I did was I ran out. And I prayed. I rolled on the floor. I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm not losing my fire for anything. I'm not losing this thing for anything. This was years back. It's more than 10 years. More than 10 years. I'm talking about 2008 or 2009. It's more than 10 years. Amen. And I was praying. I prayed. I said, Lord, come. I can't. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Come to the fire for anything. For what? Amen. So I have to pray. I pray. I call my friend. I say, God, see. The guy said, you cannot backslide. You cannot backslide. You that you know. And you have prayed like this. What are you afraid of? He told me. Last minute, he said, you cannot backslide. He said, the person that is backsliding will not even know he's backsliding. The person will be defending, but you know. You pray now. Man of God, no fear. Because then we used to think, wants to backslide like this. So we're like, I am not going to back. Amen. But thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Our minds, right? We need our minds. So we said, you should take out the noises. You said that, right? Take out the noises. Let's get into some of the things. I just wanted us to do a review of some things that said to us before our break. I called it break. Though not a break. You understand? I went for GPLR. So though not a break, but I called it break. Let me check the time. Okay. Thank you. So, how does God lead us? We said that, right? We answered that question. How does God lead us? He said, one, through the written word. He leads us through the written. This is the simplest form. The written word. I like to put it the way I used to say it years back. I said the written word is the manual to our life. Whether you like it or you don't like it, but that's the truth. The manual to our life. Remember the guy that came to me and said, sir, I don't have a manual to my life. Well, how you want to really read it? Say, I'm not an appliance. I'm not, how can I have a manual? Somebody can just feed me and phantom my life. Say, no. The wind, he taught us. The believer is like the wind that blows. You hear the sound, they will come there, where it cometh and where it goeth. So he that is born of the Spirit. He says, if the Bible is the manual, that anybody can read the Bible and know me. The student is not the teacher to the teacher. Yes. The written word. The written word is the manual to our life. Now I said the written word contains the general, right? Right? Glory to God. But in the general, you can find out what is the specific. You can find out the specific, the general. You find a general, go preach the gospel. Hallelujah, you go preach the gospel. So you can't be asking, Lord, is it your will for me to preach the gospel? I don't understand. What does scripture say? Preach the gospel. You can't ask, Lord, is it your will for me to preach the gospel? That is not scriptural. And we said, if you have light, and you are looking for light, you are actually looking for darkness. You will find darkness. What you are looking for, you will see. Amen. Amen. But I want to know, is it your will for me to pray? You just want something to tell you, you don't need to pray. Say, is it God's will for me to pray long hours? Is it God's will for me to pray 18 hours? Is it God's will? You will not see when Jesus prayed all night. You will read that. You're going to read it. Look at the Bible. Bible is very simple. Look at Matthew 6. Jesus taught them to pray. Say, our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be. There's not even up to 2 minutes. Thy kingdom come. They told him, teach us to pray. And he said, when you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. That will be done. It's not the earth as it is in heaven. To give us this day, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. So we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom, power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Simple prayer. What is going to be? As we pray, and then you are holding someone's body, and you are saying, what is that? And then the Bible, that will say, our Father, or God, what you are looking for is darkness. You will see. You will not pray. You will not pray with light if you pray. My name is not smart. You will not pray. Look at Jesus. They brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He did not even do any pause. He just blessed. He just said, Father, thank you. And the thing multiplied. Simple prayer. You will not read when Jesus went to pray all night. And his blood, as his sweat was like blood. You did not read that one. That is not your Bible. No. If you get that one, you're looking for the Greek word. The Greek word, shall he pray? No, now look at it. If you read it in Matthew. Matthew said, it says, Lord, if it is your will, let it pass. So, was your prayer, was just asking God, Lord, is it your will? Lord, is it your will? Lord, is it your will? That's what he was saying. He wasn't doing more. But he forgot that he prayed. Bible said he was in agony. Agonia means he was not being, oh Lord, Father, let you. That means he was praying. Now, what Matthew was showing when he said, if it's your will, let it pass. If it's your will. Meaning what he was praying about was concerning God's will in the earth, which is redemption of life. Amen. So, how did he now pray? We now find it in Luke. Luke now said he was in agonia. Agonia means it was a struggle. Amen. So that means Jesus was praying. His disciples were sleeping. He was praying alone and he was having physical struggle. That means he was holding his shoulder. He was praying. Jesus was praying that way. I am looking for. Was I praying long hour? Was I sound? But he was in agony. And was he praying inside a room? Outside in the night. Breeze. To be calming the sweat down. But there's that kind of prayer. Amen. When you join hands. This sweat will be coming out. Amen. You saw this guy. This place was wet. The place was water. Gushing. The thing is, stay there. They now hear Paul. Paul will now talk about Epaphras. How you pray? You don't think prayer is? No. If you want to deceive yourself, to look for, was it the long? You see. Was it the long? Like, can we be fasting? And then we pray 1 hour. What kind of fasting is that? Calming down. Be calming down. Should I show you prayer? Should I show you fasting? Should I show you prayer? But if you go to that, I should pray long. Isn't it true to pray long, Edo? Amen. Edo, pray long. Amen. If you go to me, that the long prayer must be agony. You hold, and Femi will hold a... I want to say Femi will hold a root pekunzan. Femi will just hold a kubis hand. Who are these guys? This is not Christianity. What is happening here? I remember one time like that in a room where we were praying. After a while, I just, there were women there in that You guys lodge. And they started. So when would you cry? And yeah. After a while they will shout. After a while you're like, yes, you are tired all night. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So it's the one. Glory to God. So you find creativity. Like that sister that told me, that person don't be unequally yoke with unbeliever. He said, can't I win the unbeliever in relationship? It's the emotion that is disturbing your brain. Remove the emotion, you see clearly. Amen. Think about it. I can win this person. Okay. Can we go ahead?
Glory to God.
So in general, you understand that. Now God leads us to, okay, so what about, I want to say this on this. We saw Paul, that the Spirit forbade them from preaching in a certain place, right? But they had to go to Macedonia first. And I explained that to you, that it was not God saying they shouldn't preach at all. Was the Spirit didn't allow them to go into Asia, but led them to Macedonia. Why? Because now that means I could be more specific, right? God is not saying don't preach, but sometimes you can be told, don't go here for now, but go here. Amen. But it's not the Spirit of God saying don't preach, you're not going to preach this week at all. It's not the Spirit of God though. So we're not going to do evangelism this for the next 1 month. How? You'll be doing what? Should be drinking Pepsi and red wine. And what would you be doing? Or be taking Pami? What will you be doing? No, sir, I'll be watching Korean movies. Not only Korean. Be watching Z-World. No, the Spirit of God just says, there's a cooking and there's a preparation. You have been cooked for the time. Cook for us. He said, the Spirit of God forbids me from preaching. He said, I shouldn't preach, for the time is not yet now. Okay, you and that spirit that told you. You need an answer and close your eyes. Can you say that? He's already in the world. Go therefore and preach, because I love how Pastor Chris Oyakhilome will say, go into every man's world. So we change into every man's world. So now you cannot have specifics. For example, don't go to R block. Go to S block. Did you see that? Don't go for now. Don't get here. Hallelujah. Remember I told you you're going to have such kind of moon in the day. I mean in this year. Where you will be told by God's Spirit to stand up and go to preach. Right? Right? To go and preach. Don't hesitate. Carry your Bible. Go and minister there. Don't say I'll do it tomorrow. No! Because you might miss it. Amen. God has a reason why He's telling you to go to, for example, go straight to Shogunle. And then you now relax and say, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow you now still go to Shogunle. That same place. Yes, I mean, the same place, Lord. And then you found no one to minister to. You see that? But whereas maybe a day before, when you have been led to go there, but have gone there and then, you are, that would have been an opportunity, like we're talking about opportunity, into people, into lives. Amen? Pastor spoke about how he got someone born again that was a Muslim. That gave him an opening into the whole family. All the remaining siblings, about 6 of them got saved because of that guy. Amen. So imagine he lost that opportunity. Don't lose opportunities. Hope you're hearing me. Don't lose opportunities. So sometimes you can have the Spirit of the Lord tell you not to go somewhere else or go somewhere else. But he's not telling you not to preach at all. Oh, today my son, you're not going to preach the gospel. How? How is that the Spirit of God? Amen. How is that the Spirit of God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He leads us to the local church. And it becomes very vital. I'm saying this for those who yet listen to this message, maybe outside our local church. Now, you cannot effectively follow the leading of the Spirit when you don't belong to a local church. All those believers that are saying they are believers on the go. We don't go to churches. We are the church. No. Amen. Amen. God leads us via the local church. The local church is God's plan. So, remember I said, one way to see whether, one way to gauge the leading of God's Spirit upon your life is to route it through your local church. When I talk about your local church, route it through your pastor. Is that right? Route it through your pastor. And through your pastor. You can't be wrong following him. Amen. God can't set you against your pastor. I like to say that God will set you against your pastor. Say, what if my pastor, someone has asked me that, what if your pastor is wrong? Yeah. If your pastor is wrong, he's wrong. God won't set you against your pastor. That sounds very strong, but that's the truth. Eli is a man that the Spirit of God had left. Hope you know that. 1 Samuel 3. But God wanted to speak to Samuel. He still used Eli. Did you see that? He used Eli's voice. He made Eli tell the young lad what to do. You see that? God will always lead you through your local church, through your pastor. So never throw that away. Because you are making it look as if everybody should be bound to their pastor. Well, I didn't say you bow to your pastor, but God will use your pastor. Amen. I was sharing with some people a time ago, and I said, look at Moses. Moses was one that told them nobody should marry outside Israel. Right? Just like me saying nobody should marry outside St. Pavilion Church or outside Lagos. And I went to Abuja to go and bring the Lord God from heaven. Amen. Well, that one is part of us. So I didn't go elsewhere. Amen? I didn't go elsewhere. I led by example. Amen. I led by example. And this is followed by example. Unlike two other people that are walking in the flesh. But we'll forgive them. Right? We'll forgive them, right? Amen. Thank you. What is he saying? Okay. Don't mind me. Those are the kind of songs that get him up. When they ask him who is Chelsea player now, he will call Lukaku. Amen. Let's continue. Chelsea supporting Chelsea. I'll pity you, but I'll teach you. It's like you learn to sing about. How did I even get there? Through the local church, have you? What was I talking about? Moses, yes. So now, Moses now said, you shouldn't marry outside Israel. So Moses now went to marry an Ethiopian lady. Pastor, man of God. Man of God. He saw the Africa and said, Africa. He married Africa. I think it's an Igbo lady he married. There are only Igbo ladies that can call that kind of. So Miriam and Aaron, now they're grumbling. They started misbehaving. When God was to judge the matter. Now, when you did what was wrong, how did God judge the matter? God asked them. Me and Moses, we talk face to face. You are just seeing, as Pastor Wilson will say, you are just seeing small vision. As in, the vision does not even have clear light. The vision is to come and go. You wake up in the morning, you forget the vision. You know? Me and Moses, we will talk face to face. Amen? We will ask. You have mind. That you are. In God's judgment, God did not mention one thing that Moses did. He didn't mention that Moses married an Ethiopian. He did not come out from this. He didn't come out in the conversation. Why? God will use your pastor. Amen. See, are you hearing me? So honor him.
Let me not stress that. But your past. And also too. But God will lead you with the local church. I'd like to leave it at the local church. Amen. Amen. So God will lead you through the local church, right? Now, God will lead you through prophecy, visions, and revelation. In that visions, put in bracket dreams. Visions and dreams and revelations. God will lead you via prophecy, visions, revelations. Now, God will speak to you directly also. Now, remember I told you when it comes to dreams, dreams is the least. Right? But I also God will speak to you directly. God speaks to us directly. Directly. Sometimes God will use spectacular means to talk to us, to lead us. Spectacular means sometimes. But take note, we said the leading of God's Spirit is supernatural. Supernatural. Might not be spectacular all the time. Amen. May not be spectacular all the time, but it is supernatural. So he will talk to you. He will use prophecies. Right? But all these things I've mentioned, minus the written word and the local church, which is the prophecies, the visions, the dreams, the revelations, speaking to you directly, you would have, listen, you will need to have witness. I'll say that. You need to test it with witness. Witnesses to the leading of the Spirit. I've taught us that, right? Amen. The law of double witness. Amen. Amen. So that means we hear prophecy, visions, dreams, even God speaking to you directly. No matter how you know it. Subject it to what? Witness. Amen. Confirmation. And I said, why? You can't be faster than God. You can't be. You can't be faster than God. I said, I want to quickly do it now. Like someone told me. You want to quickly do it now. That the Lord is sending him to Abuja. Now, you have to, that he wants to quickly do it now. Though his was since 2020. So he said, the Lord is punishing him for not going to 2020. Now he thinks the time is now that he should go. The Lord is giving him serious punishment. Well, this is he's a digging boy. So, and I said, he wanted to tell me. I said, first of all, God is not dealing with you for not yielding. Because you said you've been praying about it for those times. He said, yes. But God is not dealing with you. Let's start off from that foot. Amen. Because you can't be faster than God. And if you read Kenneth Hagin very well, like you say you did, or you do, you would know Kenneth Hagin with himself will tell you, you can't be faster than God. That if you are faster than God, you miss God. But if you are slower than God, you will never miss God. Hallelujah. You will never miss God. Never. Never, you will never miss God. Sometimes you just have to come, become, but make sure you have that in front of you, and then you're praying about it. And in that, at that point, you have details to the leading. So, when he told me, I already understood that the Lord wanted him to get to Abuja. So I told him, when you get into Abuja, I will make plans for you to fellowship with a certain church, where I had a church already in mind, that when you get there, so you be, so you don't need services on Sunday and on Wednesday, then you are growing what you are doing. You just start growing disciples, winning souls, and discipling men. Right? Then you're going to a church. And when is that time? That if you let me know, I'll contact someone in Abuja for him, and then we'll be going to the church. Hallelujah. But that's simple. Amen. But sometimes people think they want to get on it. Now, I've seen several people that got on the leading of the Spirit so fast that they missed out on what God wanted them to do. And that can be possible. You can get on it so fast and then you miss it. Because sometimes God will show you things he wants you to do in 20 years time today. So that you start praying concerning it from today. And I use an example concerning us. We started off daily devotional. We were led to do daily devotional. But with the time we started off was too soon. And that is why we've gone back. This is 12 years after our last printout. But Adibin will continue always
prayed about it, and then we had to start off. Like, we didn't rush into it, right? Maybe by now, we will have been preaching for many more years. Like, we would have started, and then we will have been. But now, we are about 12 years, we've not printed anything in the devotional. And not because we didn't want to, it's just because, guys, we missed it. We missed it. We're going to get back to it again, but not now. Hallelujah. Amen. Not now. So, what are you going to do? We're going to pray about it. Did you get us? We're going to pray about it. Then we'll get to it. Sometimes people miss it. Glory to God. We got on praying for Zamfara, and we almost wanted to go to Zamfara. But we almost wanted to go. If our prophecy came, what to do, how to do it, prophecy came. I'm going to tell you, now those are not wrong prophecies. I'm going to get there now. So you will see something. But what we're supposed to do for Zamfara was to pray about Zamfara. Pray very well. When it's time, it's either we are the ones going forth to Zamfara or the Lord is sending people to Zamfara. You see that? But either way, the gospel will get to Zamfara and it will happen in our days. And we will see it with our eyes. Sometimes the Lord will ask you to do some things, but I show you things that you will not even do in your generation. That will not happen in your generation. But he wants you to lay up prayer for it in your generation. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. So when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, many times, you tell people that are close to me. Okay, someone say, I heard it by prophecy. Someone spoke by the Spirit of the Lord to me, and I confirmed it. And I think I should go. No. Wait again. Amen. Speak to your pastor. Talk to someone. Pray about it. Get more clarity. I'll tell you the reason for that. Amen. Amen. Even when the Lord said, the Lord spoke to me directly. I was sharing with your pastor, someone I heard from Pastor Shegu, and then he said, about a sister who said, Jesus appeared to her. Listen, Jesus said, Jesus appeared to her and told her some things. About Shegu, when he heard that thing, he knew that was not Jesus. The person said, the person was so sure that it was Jesus. This one is God. You know, some people are too quick to stamp God's name on things. Some people are too quick. God told me. He can't even knew your pastor. you hear me use what I sense in my spirit. Have you not heard that from me more? I sense in my spirit. God says. He goes to rubber stamp God's name. Even God say, whoa. Amen. I watched something recently. It was an albino. He just said, hey, so I just reacted. God is out. He just said, ah! So just said, Governor General Mungu the Church. He said, you know, people can be so bold. Even you, they want to direct them. You just say, ah, ah. So, let me get to it. So, on the second hand, I said, okay, he met the sister. So, he knew that was not God. But he didn't know how to tell her. You know, at that point, if you say anything, you are the demon inside of that. So, he now started teaching her the word of God. Started showing her. So, one day, so, they have a good pronunciation. So, they were in front of a mosque. The first thing that came to my head was the Moscow Police 445 Hospital. I can never forget. Amen. So they were in front of the mosque. And then, I'm not showing her the word again. But I was showing her the word. She now said, sorry, sir. Does it mean that person I saw was not Jesus? That is what I'm trying to tell you all this time. Because now, she now knows the word. She now, so that means that thing, God, hey, I've been telling you things, but how do you have done that? You see, you have to know. Just believe. You get me? So you have to forget things sometimes to witness. There are people who are, your passport has, if there's something you can never buy in ministry, it's called the experience of pastoring people. You can't buy it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
So God leads us in a simple way, the written word. Right? Primarily, He leads us by the inward witness. Oh my God. Just give me the next 5 minutes. Let me show you something about the inward witness. By the inward witness. Now, so what is the inward witness? Romans 8:15, it says, the Spirit bears witness of our spirit that we are the sons of God. Right?
Right?
Okay. There's witness. That's the inward witness. So he said the inward witness, according to Pastor Shego Anointa, he said the inward witness is the witness of the spirit of the man born again that accepts, oh, that endorses or refutes, and I mean accepts or rejects facts that are exposed to it. Facts that are exposed to it. So that means after exposed facts to it. So then Hagen would say, is that green or red light? Green or red light? Now, I would put it this way. It is a non-vocal. It's non-vocal. It's non-vocal. Non-vocal. Emotions of the spirit that will carry. Emotions of the spirit that will carry. Non-vocal. Emotions of the spirit that will carry. That endorses, refutes, accept or reject facts that I revealed or exposed to it. Hallelujah. So he said, what is this witness not? As we said, it's not fear, it's not anxiety, right? Did we say that? It's not fear, it's not anxiety. Now let's see something. Acts 20. I wanted to get here, but let me quickly show you. Acts 20. Acts 20:22, let's see this. This is Paul. He said, now behold, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem. Now look at verse 20. He said, now I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've shown you and I've taught you publicly and house to house, testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that are before me there. It says, save the Holy Ghost, witnesses in every city, saying that both and affliction abide. Now, it says, I go bound in the Spirit. Now, we said the witness of the Spirit is the primary way we are led. Primary. Primary way we are led. Inward witness. Inward witness. We have the witness of the Spirit. The witness of the Spirit. Now, Paul said, I go compared. I go bound by the Spirit. Bound, compared by the Spirit of Jerusalem, not knowing what awaits me there. Amen. That means he was compared. He now said, save the Holy Ghost. Testify in every city that both an affliction awaits me there. So that means there was testimony by prophecy that there is born an affliction. So that means the prophecy that came was to reveal facts about that inward witness. This is that. So many times, prophecies, revelations, visions are for revealing facts. They might not be the living itself, but they will reveal facts about the living. They might not be, I'm not saying you will not have living itself inside the prophecies, visions, revelation, no. But many times, they reveal facts about an already given living. So the prophecies might not be the witness you have to the living. Amen. Now, I said this, and I want to say it again. Sometimes we can have people that have prophecies, visions, and revelations, and it is bias. They have bias with it. Bias. So you are the man of God, you are the brother, you are the sister, you must know how to see what is the leading of the Spirit in all this. I told you have to do what is called some divisal. To gather everything together and see what is the Spirit saying. Amen. I'm going to teach you that next week. Amen. Do from the Bible. How you gather it together. This is the prophecy. And that is when it comes to witnesses of witnessing to the leading of the Spirit. Where you guys, this person has said this, person has said this, person has said this, person has said this, I heard my pastor said this, person has said this, person has said this. So I now bring every of those prophecies together. Amen. Now what are you doing? It's called from the Bible. What is the Lord saying? You did that. So all the prophecy you've heard in the year 2024, put them together, you will see that it's pointing you to a direction. Put everything together. Like the Bible says, summarize it into a sentence. You will see, oh, this is what it's leading to. You understand me? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you just hear prophecy, have it recorded on their phone, and they will not listen to it again. How?
Amen.
Put everything together. You see what the Lord is saying. See, the Lord has been saying to us about radio ministry. We want to get on it. Eh? The year we are going to get on it. That we heard it first. We'll have run bankrupt. But the Lord has told us. Right? In fact, let me tell you the first time I had that leading. I had that leading in about when we started church. And I said, the Lord has laid it on my heart. In fact, I said this to my friends. I said, the Lord has laid it on my heart that we'll have a radio station, the first radio station in the world, that will just be a Christian radio station around the nations of the world. My friend said, there is no technology that can run that. I said, the technology will be built for us. I said this years back. 24 hours. Now, it is not even about, let's say I've told us, go and find out the amount to get a transmitter, blah, blah, blah. You think I don't know what I'm doing. Amen. Amen. But it's something I pray about. I pray about it. And it's not something you have to rush into. Rush into it will have gone bankrupt. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. By the time we come, we'll have it. It will run around the nations of the world from one place. Have translations in several cities, several nations. So the technology has not been built. It will be built for us. It will be built for us. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we'll get there. Glory to God. It will be a radio station around the world. Christian network. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're not going to force it. No. We're not going to start forcing it. Today. Ha. Hapa. Hapa. Go and get 300 million. Tell me. Go and raise 2 billion as a deposit mobilizer. You just turned church to limited liability company. You just turned church to limited liability company immediately. Because you want to chase what the Lord has given you for years to come. Did you see that today? Hallelujah. So this is from the Bible. In Acts 21. I'll just show you chapter 21. Now, Paul said he's bound by the Spirit, right? Look at Acts 21 verse 4. And finally disciples, with 37 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go to Jerusalem? Paul was about to, look at what Paul said in chapter 20. I go bound in the Spirit. Don't know what awaits me in Jerusalem, but the Holy Ghost, right, has testified in city that what burden affliction awaits me. That is the fact about that. Now, he now got somewhere and they said he shouldn't go to Jerusalem. Now, is that person wrong? He's not wrong. But the person has attached bias to that leading. Did you see that? Imagine Paul just said, the Lord is saying I should stop. I should not go. He should have missed it. Did you see that? Because when he went to Jerusalem, my God, they arrested him. He was on house arrest. In fact, Jerusalem was the major reason the book of Acts was written. That arrest was the reason why they blew the book of Acts for his defense. Did you hear that? For his defense. But they captured him. He saw shady. But yet, he won souls like he never did in any other country. Hallelujah. You see, I told you the leading of the Spirit is towards the task in the earth. Not your will. It's his will for us. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So, the guy came and said, sir, don't go to Jerusalem. Is he wrong? No. But emotion has been attached. Because the guy has seen burn and affliction. He said, sir, what I see. If I say what I see. Don't go. Well, that was just emotion. Did you see that? Look at verse 13. This is where I will end for today. So, we'll take it up. So, we'll now look at how to handle those things. Verse 13. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't mention, this is the seventh section. So, those of you who are, who said it? You. Are you reading, are you writing another book? This is the seventh. Amen. Right? This is seventh. Now, look at verse 10. And he tarried there days and came down from Judah a certain prophet called named Agabus. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, talk to the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jew at Jerusalem bind the man who honored this girdle
and deliver him to the hands of the Gentiles. Did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah? He said he shall be bound. Now look at what the disciples man did. Or look at what the believers man did in verse 13. I mean verse 12. So we heard, when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what meaneth ye to weep and to break my heart? For I'm ready not to be bound only, also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So Paul said, no. What are you guys? So they came to him and they were crying. Verses 13 to 13. Acts 21. They came crying. Say, don't know Paul, believe on you. And Paul said, why are you crying? See, they were not just buying me. Oh, yeah. I'm ready to die there. Because this I'm led that way. Did you see that? Amen. So that means those guys attach emotions to their prophecy. And we could have that sometimes happen. Hallelujah. So you have the duty to proof all things. Prophecy. Amen. Proof. Don't be like the guy that they began to tell, you are more than this. Oh, you mount up with two and with three. You are bigger than the church. The church is a growing one, but what you think is a church is actually a ministry. But the Lord is taking you to a church. Yeah, you're in a ministry, he's taking you to a church. And you begin to master the wind. In the proverb, you are writing it down. Master the wind. Your pastor calls you, you are doing, pastor, mastering the wind. Pastor, you have a ministry, you have mastering rubbish. Amen. So you have to put it. Hallelujah. Put it. I told you about my friend. A woman of God came and was weeping for him. I told him that with what he was doing, speaking in tongues and the light, he was going to hellfire. He was weeping that he saw him in hell. He saw him in hellfire. That Jellico is the devil. Because we used to be Jellico. Which person would sleep past? I said, do Jellico like this. Now put past him. Put activator. I said, man of God. Woman, elderly woman held his leg in front of his mother and was crying and was begging him that he was going to hellfire. That he just go and wash his hair. That was the point that I know that if you wash your hair with genius, it will come back to normal. If you wash it with genius. I told him. If you go back strong. So Sino was not telling, I was not laughing at him. I said, that the one going to hell is you that is shocked. Me, I continue. That was the day I went to buy something else and added to the hair. I did it. I went to his house. So the parents to see me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Which can have fire? Have fire where? Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Learn something tonight. Let's thank the Lord together. Let's thank the Lord.